Yes, when I went to church planting school, they did tell us that when you leave on your way out is a very important time too, so don't forget to wish somebody a good week. You've welcomed them here this morning. Let's wish each other a good week when we leave, and let's not forget that we're not gone until we're gone, right? So make sure you say goodbye to each other. Leaving hugs are as good as entering hugs, so you can hug someone on the way out as well. It means a lot to people to be touched, to be hugged. Some people don't like it as much. That's just because you don't know it yet. So that's the goal in my family. I come from a hugging family, and if you didn't like to be hugged, it must be because you weren't hugged enough yet. And they would go ahead and express that and hug the stuffings out of you, is what they would say. So I grew up with that, and it's very important to me and very important to a lot of us to be touched somehow in a very godly fashion. If I was going to give you a gift today, you know, and I had maybe a Monty Hall or maybe, you know, I could have three curtains up here or whatever, but if I was going to give you a gift today, and this would be the gift, it's not empty. If this was a gift and I was going to give you a gift today, And you could receive this gift, or you could receive this gift card, or you could receive this cash. Yeah, see, I got a lot more oohs over the cash than I did the gift. Okay, if I was going to give you one of the three, and I was going to say, you get to choose one, and you would always wonder what's in this one, right? And you don't know if you really want that one. Push the button, please. And here's the, you know, the gift or gift card or cash. Which one would you choose this morning? And I wonder if we would not say, for the majority of us, we would say, the cash. I'll take the cash. Thank you very much. And maybe some would say, or secondly, I would take the gift card. And then maybe thirdly, you would take the gift. And I wondered as I processed that, because I think that you think like I do sometimes, and I would choose the cash. I just want, it would be right. I think I would choose the cash. Why? Because I don't know what's in here. And I don't know, push the button, please. I don't know if I need it. I'm not sure the gift is what I want. I don't know if it's what I want. I don't know, and really the card has some value, but it's very limited, right? It's limited to sheets. This one happens to be limited to the sheets stores, and so you would have to go to a sheet store. So I don't know if I really want this. This is okay, I get that, but it's limited to the spot where I can spend it, but the cash is kind of open to my decision. I can spend the cash wherever I would want to. It's not limited. I know what it is. I know what I can get with it. I know I have control over what I want and where I can go and what I can buy with the cash. So I'm guessing that, like me, perhaps many of you, if not the vast majority of us, would choose the cash. Just give me the cash. Why? Again, I think because I have full control over the cash. I can get whatever I want. I can go to the store of my choosing. I can go to the restaurant of my choosing. Or I can go to the, hopefully not, to the street corner of my choosing. But you can even do that with cash, right? You better not be doing that. Especially with my cash. I want to have control over what I do with it. And I want to have control. I want to have more control. And this cash would give me more control over what I can get with this. I'm not dependent on what you think that I need or what I think you need. I'm not dependent on the gift itself or on a particular location. I wonder, though, if we have the same thinking when it comes to God. When God wants to give us something, I'm wondering if we have the same thinking. If I or we have the same thinking. God, can you just kind of give me a bucket full of cash? Or can you give me a blank check and I'll kind of write it where I want it written to? And then I can have control over. I'm not just trusting you, God, to give me what I need or give me what you want to give me. But I can get what I want. That way I can have control over it. I wonder if I have the same thinking that I just want cash from God. I just want power from God. 1 Corinthians 12:11 says this, all these are the working of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. So He's giving something, but He's not just allowing us to go to the Walmart of God and pick out what we want. The Spirit is choosing what He wants to give us. And if we know anything about 1 Corinthians 12, He's talking about some of the spiritual gifts, and I call them maybe the scary gifts. And I'm wondering if the Spirit says, I want to give those out. I'm not going to give you just enough power to go get whatever you want. I get to choose. I know how you're wired. I know what your makeup is. And I want to give you something. I want to give you a gift. I don't know what's in the gift. I know that you're going to have to trust me. But I give them out as I determine, the Scriptures say. The Spirit says, I determine. There is a particular thing given, and what is given is determined by the Spirit of God. There is something given by the Spirit. Push the button, please. The Spirit does not give a bucket of power, and we get to go and buy whatever we want, anything we want. Are you with me this morning? Am I making sense this morning? Because the Spirit wants to give you something, but He's not going to give you cash. That's just cut to the chase. So I could save that whole 6 or 8 minutes that I just spent trying to make a sense of what I'm going to say. But the Spirit is going to give you something, and it's up to Him what He gives you. He's not going to give you cash. You don't get to go and say, well, I want to go buy this. He said, that's not your choice. It's my choice. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to give you something. The thing is, will you receive it? Can I give you anything? What is your relationship with the Spirit? Is it a trusting relationship? The Spirit determines the gift that He wants to give you. In our relationship enhancing journey that we've been on, let me ask you this. How is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Are you trusting the Holy Spirit? Are you, do you trust Him to give you whatever He wants to give you? That is a huge question today. Can the Holy Spirit, do you trust the Holy Spirit enough to say, whatever you want to give me, you can give me, and I will receive it with both hands? Because you have chosen. Be careful, because we're going to get into some pretty wild gifts here. Yeah, I would want to maybe preach on Romans 12 when you know, the service and the pastoring and the shepherding. They're more of the service gifts, or I would call them the safe gifts. Not that they're not Spirit-empowered, not that they don't take the power of the Spirit to manifest them in our presence, but these are kind of off-the-hook gifts, and the Spirit says, I want to give you as I see fit. Can I give you one of those gifts? And before I read through the passage, I was like, yeah, bring it. Both hands are wide open. Then I started reading through the passage, and all of a sudden I got a little nervous. What is your relationship with the Spirit? Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Am I keeping in step with the Spirit? He has given me life. The Spirit has given me life. Am I keeping in step with Him? I'm just trying to discern what our relationship with the Spirit is. Because if we're not keeping in step with the Spirit who has given us life, we're probably not going to be open to receiving the gift that He wants to give us. We're going to always be looking to God for the cash. And God says, I'm not going to hand out cash. But do you trust me enough? Do you trust me? Do you keep in step with me so that I can bring into your life the gifts that I want? What I want to give you, I can give you, and you will receive it with both hands. Will you do that? Will you allow, or do not put out the Spirit's fire? Do we have trouble walking with the Spirit? Do we want to extinguish his flame in our life? Does he start to scare us a little bit once in a while? Does the Spirit start to rile us a little bit and start to get us nervous? And all of a sudden, I got this little fire extinguisher in my pocket, and I pull it out, and I blow it in my ear once in a while to cool it down. Spirit, you're kind of scaring me now. The fire is getting a little revved up here. The fire is doing something in me, and I need to step into a cold shower. And Paul's telling the church of Thessalonica, don't do that. Don't do that. Let the Spirit come alive in your life. Keep in step with the Spirit. How's your relationship with the Spirit? Do you trust him enough that he can give you any gift that he sees fit? Or are you still wondering if God's trying to play you for a fool? Is God trying to mess you up? Is God trying to screw with your life? Because when I have those attitudes, I don't know if I'm ready to receive the gift that the Holy Spirit. Not that I don't struggle with those things and be in journey with God. Do I have this relationship with the Holy Spirit? Let me just back up here just a little bit and share a couple of verses, because if you have no idea what I'm talking about in the Holy Spirit, let me share a couple of verses with you. Ephesians 1:13. This is a parenthetical. This is like a commercial, okay, infomercial to the message. Hang with me here. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise to the Holy Spirit. So when do I get the Holy Spirit? I get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes alive in my life when I receive Christ. John 1:12 and 13 says this, yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, born not of natural descent, nor of husband's decision, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God, receiving him by belief in his name. When I believe in the name of Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit. Are you with me this morning? So if you never believed in the name of Jesus, you can't keep in step with the Spirit. If you've never believed in the name of Jesus, you have no fire to put out. But when you have believed, and push the button one more time, when you have believed, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? He is the one who the Father sent to do business with mankind. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus takes away your sins? Do you believe that you are separated from God and Jesus came, sent from the Father to be the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one, to pay the price for the sin of mankind? And that you can have forgiveness of your sin, which separates you from God. Do you believe that he is your only hope? Do you believe that he is the one who sets you free? Do you believe that he is your Savior? Do you believe in the name of Jesus? The Bible says, when I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is who he says he is, bango, I have a relationship with Jesus. And when you got a relationship with Jesus, you got a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Are you with me this morning? Push the button, please. A relationship with Jesus gives you a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is now active in your life. Now you have a fire inside of you. Now you have life that you can keep in step with. One of the activities that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life is to give you a gift. He wants to give you a gift. So will you receive it? Again, this, let me point out, God's not handing you cash. Just like you and me and a lot of other people, he can't trust you with cash. And plus, what is in the gift you can't buy. He said, I want a gift. I want to give you a gift now. Will you let me give you a gift? Keep in step with the Spirit. So we pick it back up in 1 Corinthians 12 at verse 1. It says this, now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. Brothers, those who have trusted in Christ, those who have believed in Jesus, those who have become the temple of the Holy Spirit, those who have become in relationship with Jesus and in the Holy, in relationship with the Holy Spirit, brothers, believers, brothers and sisters, those who are walking with God. I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be uninformed. I don't want you left in the dark. I don't want you to be left without understanding. I got something for you. Whoa, New Life, I got something for you. Woo! Don't think it's the end. It's only the beginning, baby. I got a gift for you. I thank you for the salvation. I know, I got that. That's covered for all of eternity. But I got more for you. I got a gift for you. Don't hang up the phone. Don't think that this relationship starts here and then just got this big parenthetical until we get to heaven and then you and I can do business. We can do business right now, he said. And I got something for you. I don't want you to be ignorant about this. I got something for you. You, in verse 2, it says, you know that when you were pagans or lost, or the word actually is a Gentile, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Just so you know, the reality is that the things in the past have influenced you, have led you astray. That's not what we're talking about. He's not going to lead you astray. He's got something for you. Therefore, verse 3, therefore I tell you that no one who speaks by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. I believe that the first thing that the Spirit gives us is a proper understanding of who Jesus is. When I am under the influence of the Spirit, Jesus is Lord. And when I'm under the influence of something else, Jesus is not Lord of my life. Are you with me this morning? See, half of me just like a kid at Christmas. You come down and man, there's gifts all over the place. We're chomping at the bit. It was the only time of the year, that and the first day of deer season, but the only time of the year when my dad didn't have to rattle your chain to get you to go to the barn to do the chores. 5 o'clock, who wants to sleep into 5 o'clock? Dad, come on, it's 3:30, we're doing these chores. Why? Because there's a bunch of gifts in the living room. And oh, baby, I want those gifts. Oh, man, I want to tear into those gifts. I want, and I never questioned once whether my dad or mom was going to give me cyanide. Did you? It's like, man, careful this up. You made mom mad. I don't know if this is going to be a bomb or something. I don't know. It was just so real, this relationship with my mom and dad and their love for me and the excitement that they had something for me that I didn't know what was and I needed to get into it and I wanted to unwrap it and I wanted it to be a part of my life. That's where I want to be at this moment. He said, I got this for you. I'm going to give you a proper understanding that Jesus is Lord. And just so you know, when I am alive in your life, Jesus is Lord. When you have something else alive in your life, Jesus be cursed. There is no way that the Spirit will ever tell you to curse Jesus. And you're under the influence of the Spirit. Push the button, please. When you're under the influence of the Spirit, you will never. I know that Jesus said, but or so. In this sentence, the Spirit will never say but. He'll always lead you into a proper understanding of Jesus. So I believe that's a gift that we all get. He said, that's part of your unwrap that. Are you having trouble thinking that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus got control of your life, that Jesus can control all your life? Keep unwrapping. Unwrap it. Let the Spirit alive in your life. Let him convince you that Jesus is Lord, because he's the only one. You've tried it so many other ways. You dug wells in the wilderness so long looking for the real water. There, you found it, baby. You found the real water. Let it come alive in your life. And the first thing you're going to know is that Jesus is Lord. Jesus has got you. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Jesus is above all.
Come on now.
And the Spirit wants to do that in your life, and he continues in this passage. In verse 4 says this, and there are different kinds of gift, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of charisma. There's different kinds of charisma. But the same Spirit, okay, hang on. This is maybe we want to have the closing prayer, because up till now it's been pretty cool. Now it gets scary. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. We just read the Christmas story at Christmas, and we all sang Joy to the World, but now it's time for gifts. Wait a minute. The Spirit's going to start handing out some gifts now, and I just wondered if we'll receive them with both hands. Therefore, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of divine endowments, capability outside of the normal human capability, something that is supernatural. That's what that word means. There is something here. There is something supernatural. There is something more than just the humanness that you're used to. This is a new gift. You got to get used to it. Let me bring it into your life, and let me make it alive in your life, and let me allow it to be used as I want it to be used in your life. I was asked one time by another pastor in a neighboring town. He says, what are you anyway? I was like, I don't know. I have a birth certificate. I don't know. He said, no. Are you Pentecostal? And I said, I hope so. Because at Pentecost, a Spirit-filled message was preached and 3,000 people came to Christ. I hope I'm Pentecostal. He said, no. He said, are you charismatic? And I said, oh, baby, I hope so. Because that means the Spirit of God is alive, and the gifts of the Spirit are alive and impacting the body and the people around them. He says, I think one thing's for sure, you're nuts. And I said, yeah, that's what I am. But you got to know I'm Pentecostal, yeah, and I'm charismatic, yeah, because the Spirit wants to give me some charisma. He wants to give me a gift. Are you ready for some divine endowments? Are you ready for a capability outside of your normal human capability? Are you ready for something that's supernatural? And he goes on and he says this. He says, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord, or service or assignments or places where those gifts. I see this as places of where those gifts are going to be demonstrated. I got the gift. I got the place. And then he goes on in the passage of Scripture with this. There are different kinds of work or energy or energio or manifestation, working power. And I always have seen this as, here is the gift. I got some gift for you. And I got a place where that gift needs to go. And I got the power to make that gift cause what I want it to cause in that environment. Are you ready to go? He said. I want to give you something. I want to give you a place to do that something. And I want to show you the power that I have, that something is going to transform the people that are in you, or you and the people that are around you. Are you ready? There is a supernatural ability, a place for that ability to be made known. A power for that ability in that place to do what it's designed to do. That's my interpretation of those last three verses. there is a supernatural ability that I want to give you. There is a place for that ability to be made known, a power for that ability in that place to do what I've designed it to do. That's what I want to do in your life. I want to give you something. Verse 7 says this, "Now to each one a manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." Okay, to each one, to each brother, or each Holy Spirit, the one that the Holy Spirit resides in. What I love about this is to those who are 10 years old in the Lord and older, this is for you. For those who have been walking with the Lord for 25 years, you get a gold star now, and you're going to get the upper class, and so you get a little more than anybody else. That's not what he says at all. He says, to the one, the believer, those who have the Holy Spirit. Do I have everything right? No, that's not anything to do with my faith journey. It's getting everything right. You'll never get it all right, but you're in a journey. To the one, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The manifestation, you know what a manifestation is? An outbreak. An expression, an outward expression, something that is visible, something that is seen. Well, I've got this Holy Spirit gift, but I'm not going to let anybody else know about it. God, it's going to be a problem here. It's given for the common good. The common good, the benefit is across the board. And then there is a list of 9 gifts that he wants to give. Here's a list of 9 gifts that he wants to give. We do not get the shot for our preference, just so you know. We get to receive a gift, a supernatural ability. You do not get the shot for it, but you get one anyway. Just let me say it again. You're not that good a chooser. I would rather have the Holy Spirit choosing than you. Because if you're like me, you'll screw it up. But you get, we receive a gift, a supernatural ability. We must know that there is a place where that gift is to be used and a power for its action to bring about amazing results. I'll tell you what, if you don't get anything else today, please get those 3-4 things. You don't get to choose, but you get one. And there is a place where that is going to bring about this amazing change. And God will meet you there with the power to show you the change that he wants to do. Hang on, it's starting to get dicey. I need to remember the first ability that the Spirit gives me is to know Jesus as Lord or to follow Jesus. Walking with Jesus, I made this statement right in the middle of my notes. Walking with Jesus does not mean I have everything in order. It does mean that I am moving forward, not backward in my relationship with Him. Verse 8 says this, to the one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge, to by means of the same Spirit. I want to give some of you the message of wisdom. You know what the message of wisdom is? A new revelation into a matter. And as I started to process that, be careful, he wants to give, listen, New Lifers, he wants to give someone, maybe multiple people in this room, this gift. He wants to give you somebody, no doubt in my mind, someone in this room is going to get this gift if you want it. If you'll let him, if you'll receive it with both hands, he wants to give you the message of wisdom, new revelation into a matter. You can see things in a new light. You know what I happen to think that means? You're going to be able to see things from other people's points of view. He's going to allow you to get out of yourself and over here and look at it from somebody else's point of view. That's a supernatural ability. You're going to be able to see insights into new matters. Do I think it's hooked completely and only to the scripture, that I have insight about the scripture? I struggle with saying that it's only, that it has, it's a major part of you're going to have insight into the scripture. Yes, but I don't think it's the only insight that he wants to give us. He wants to give us revelation into new matters. If we can see things in a new light, things that you may know about building a bridge to the lost. I wrote that on my blotter this week. You're going to know with this gift, you're going to know how to build bridges to the lost, because I'm going to give you bridge building ability. I'm going to give you the blueprints. I don't even know how to do this. God says, let the Spirit come alive on you. Stop trying so hard. Just let the Spirit bring you the message of wisdom. And you're going to be able to see how to do it. You're going to be able to see how to walk with somebody. You're going to see how to talk with somebody. You're going to see it from around the backside of it. You're going to be able to have new revelation of what God is doing in our midst. And he said some to the message of knowledge. It's the application of that truth, of known truth, and there will be a this will cause one to be an insightful counselor, or being a skillful instructor may come alive in you. See, the trouble with that is that I don't know if we have time. I don't know if we have time for this gift. Because, God, my life is so busy, I don't have time to be an insightful counselor. I'm just sharing you some of the same convictions I had this week. Maybe I better pass on that one, God, because I'm kind of busy. Maybe I better pass on that revelation one, that wisdom. Maybe I better pass on that because I don't know if I have time or the heart to do that. And God says that you're forgetting that I've got a place for that and I got power to make that happen. But I need you to have the gift. Are you with me this morning? To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. I want to give you, some of you, the gift of faith. The wonder-working faith. The wonder-working faith. With this one, will resolutely walk toward the unseen. God, you've given me an insight into something. I got the faith that that's going to happen, and I'm walking toward it, but there's no picture out there. There's nothing out there. And he said, I know, I'm going to gift you with that, and when you get there, the power is going to meet you there, and you're going to see what happens inside of that. You got to have the faith. Let me give you the gift of faith. The road is unclear. There's a trusted determination to continue. There is a trusted continuation, trusted faith, a trustedness to continue, a trusted determination to continue. When I feel like I'm not communicating well, number one, I sweat more. And number two, I tend to scream louder. I'm learning the fact that God says you don't need to say it louder. You got to say it more clearly. I'm not sure if I'm communicating to you in this room, but the Holy Spirit wants to set your life on fire. And he wants to give you a gift. Some of you, he wants to give you the gift of wisdom. And you're going to have revelation, new revelation into situations in your life and in my life, in the world. And you're going to learn how to build bridges to things that don't have bridges built to it right now. Because I'm going to give you the wisdom of how to build a bridge there. And I want a bridge built there, because when we get there, you and me, with this message of wisdom, and the power is going to be displayed inside of that bridge. You got to build the bridge. And you're going to need some faith. Some of you are going to need faith, because some of you are going to need to be able to continue. Sorry, John. Some of you are going to need to continue, even when there's no road there. Abraham, one of my favorite statements of Abraham is, Abraham went where he did not know where he was going. What? I call that lost. By faith, Abraham went where he did not know where he was going. Because he had faith, God was showing him. God was moving him forward. He said, I don't see any road, but I'm going to walk on it anyway. I don't know how I can step on this water, but I'm getting out of this boat. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there, but I got to go. There's something inside of me that's got to go. How are you going to make it happen? I don't know. When I first came to Christ, somebody asked me, when they found out I was going to Bible college shortly after I came to Christ, and they said to me, another believer said to me, how are you going to do it? How are you going to support your family? I said, I don't know. I'm new at this, but I have a feeling God's got it. You got to step. You got to step. He said, I'm going to give you, some of you, the ability to step where you don't see any road. I'll get going here. I want to give some of you the gift of healing. You know what this means? It means the act of healing. After all the study I did, it means the act of healing. I said, God, is it got some kind of hidden message here? So I looked up the Greek and I looked up all the other. No, it means the message of healing. Or we could say it was to make well. That's what it means. The healing power of Jesus coming through you to heal another. I got to ask you, is it all right if God gives you that this morning? God says, I'm going to give you the gift of healing. I'm going to give you the ability, my ability to heal someone. If that doesn't scare you a little bit, maybe I need to say it this way. He's going to give you the ability to heal someone. He's going to give you the ability to walk up to someone who is sick and heal them. My theology has been rocked on this piece. I thought I had this figured out until someone just a few weeks ago laid hands on me and said, God, give him the gift of healing. I said, well, wait a minute, God. If this is not rocking your theology, it's rocking mine. God wants to give someone in this room the gift of healing. He wants to give you the ability to know the person that is sick, or to know a sick person, and to be able to be driven by him and moved by him to enter their sphere, across their doorway and into their life, and with confidence bring the healing of Jesus Christ into their life. Will it happen to everyone? It's not a Midas touch thing. Boom, boom, you never have any problem. Boom, boom, everybody's gold. Boom, boom, boom. It's not that. See, I think it comes. I believe that the gift of healing comes with an awareness of who the healing is for, and then bring the healing to that individual. He said, I want to give you the gift of healing, but with that comes the awareness of who needs the healing or who the healing is for. I want to do that in your life. I want to give some of you the gift of faith. You're going to walk on water. People are going to think you're nuts. I'm going. I'm walking on water. I can see something out there with the ministry or the message of wisdom. I can see something, that insight into someone's life with the message of knowledge. I can see that. God wants to give us that ability. Now, please don't manifest that ability in your own life and say, I got it. I know what's wrong with you. You're screwed up. You listen to me and we'll get it worked out. It's not what he's saying. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure how many times that I knew that it was the gift of wisdom, or I knew it was the gift of knowledge. Because God's got a place for those things. God's got a place for the healing. I got to continue, I know. to another miraculous power, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. First, he wants to give somebody in this room miraculous powers. Are you with me this morning? He's already given you salvation. He's already given you a proper understanding of who Jesus is. And now he wants to give you miraculous powers. And I have a feeling that this is dealing with the demonic in our world. I have a feeling this is standing in ability to oppress, dominate, and crush addiction. I think this person will be able to stand in the spiritual and say, no more. You will not come across this line. See, I don't think we think that. Standing in the way with great authority and saying to abuse, criminal activity, and drugs, you will not pass. Do you believe that this morning? About 45% of you shook your head yes. Hang on. Because I believe that God's going to give somebody the gift of miraculous powers. And you're going to find yourself standing in the spiritual and saying, you're not crossing this line anymore. You've had enough of our families. You've had enough of our marriages. You've had enough of our children. You've had enough of those in drug addiction. You've had enough. You've had enough. You've had enough. You've had enough. You will not cross this line because the Spirit of God has given me the power to stand against you and say, you will not walk down this aisle anymore. See, I think the service gifts are highly important, but the service gifts are going to be a lot more easily done or readily available when someone's been given the gift of miraculous powers or the gift of healing. Do I think anyone in here has all these gifts? No. Do I think you get a gift and it's there for you the rest of your life? I struggle with that, even thinking that. I don't think that. I think he might give you a gift of healing because you're walking through the hospital room and all of a sudden you get an inkling and you need to go into another person's room. And you say, this is going to sound crazy, but I think God wants to heal you right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. See, I don't think we do that anymore. Let me correct that. I don't think I do that anymore. Just so you know, I want to do that more. Because I'm done trying to trade this for cash where I can buy an easy life. Some say that these gifts are not for today. They were for only establishing the church. I believe, push the button. If the church needed them to be established, I have a hard time believing that we do not need them for its continuance. I am unwilling to draw an X through these gifts in my Bible. I will not draw an X through these gifts in my Bible. And I do not believe they were the only for the establishment of the church. Do I believe that they were for the establishment of the church? Yes. Do I believe that they're for the continuance of the church? Yes. And I will not X them out. I will not highlight them in black ink. I will not take them out of my Bible. I'm going to let the Bible start to really, really rev me or alter my thinking. I want to give some of you prophecy. We're almost done. You can almost have time to unwrap your gift. Insight into the unknown. This is see what is around the corner without physically being around the corner. Does that sound weird? I see what's around the corner. I see what's ahead. Not guessing at the future, but having eyes that go into the future. I feel weird even saying stuff like that, just to be honest. I'm going to give you eyes that see. I'm going to give you eyes that see into the future. And you're going to see into the future, and you're going to be able to see what's occurring or what can occur. I'm going to give you prophecy. I want some of you to have prophecy. Can I bring prophecy into your life? Can I bring that, not your guessing at the future, but I know the future. God has showed me the future. God has showed me what is ahead. He wants to give some of us the distinguishing between the spirits. I want to have the mind of the Spirit, the power to distinguish between what is genuine and what is deception, knowing what the Spirit, what Spirit is doing what. Let me explain that. Small S Spirit, knowing what small S Spirit is doing, what they're doing. I think we're going to be able to see that. It's crazy, I know. We're going to be able to see that in our towns and in our families. God said, I'm going to give you the ability to know what Spirit has got your family by the neck. I'm going to show you what Spirit is. And when I show you, in that place, the power is going to come and your family will be released from that spirit that's got you around the neck. Why do we keep running in the same wall? Because the Spirit's got you by the small ass spirit. It's got you by the back of the neck and ramming your head into the wall. And God says, I want to give you a discerning spirit so you can know what Spirit is doing that in your life. I want to give some of you different kinds of tongues. Just so you know, this is the way it's known as a known language, an ecstatic utterance or a prayer language. Is it okay if God gives you that? Pick one. I'm okay if God gives me the ability to speak a known language. Saddle up and get your passport, because he's not doing that just to whistle Dixie. Push it back, please. An ecstatic utterance or a prayer language. And I've had a couple of conversations, three or four conversations in the last month and a half concerning this by several different people. So if you are one of those people, you're not the only people. I have come down largely on the side that it's a known language, but I struggle that there's an interpretation of tongues if it's always a known language. That's my hiccup in that. Why does he have to give interpretation of tongue if it's always a known language so you can speak to someone in their language? I'm wrestling with that still. God said, I want to give some of you some gifts that are off the wall. I want to give you the ability to know roads that you don't know, faith to walk on those roads that you don't know. I want to give you a road to someone's healing, because the gifts of healing are available and I got them and I want to give them to you so you can take them to someone else. My greatest fear is I'm going to preach this message and I'm going to go back to the same old tomorrow. But new life, can God give us these gifts? We got to stop hungering for the cash. And start receiving the gift. Because when that supernatural ability meets the place and the power of God, it's going to light up that place. And it's for the kingdom of God that it's going to do it. Stand with me today. God, Even the song that comes to my head that we often will sing at this moment, because it's one of the few songs I know how to start. But Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on us. And Lord, as I would even think that today, it's so much more elevated than it was last time I suggested it. And Father, I know what you're doing in my life, and I know that that's going to drive some people crazy. But I'm less concerned about craziness than I am about walking with you. Thank you for the men and women in this room that were shaking their head, yes, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, we're done looking for the cash. We want the gift. We want the supernatural gift from the Holy Spirit that you decide, Spirit, that you decide. That you decide in each one of our lives at each moment. And Lord, we want to be led to those places where that power is going to be demonstrated. Father, is it going to make us a peculiar people? Yes. But I think that's part of your design. Spirit, I will say publicly for the first time in my life, if you want to give me the gift of healing, I want to receive it. God, as we walk through this week, help us not to forget Romans or 1 Corinthians 12. Because Paul says to the church at Corinth, I don't want you to be ignorant about this fact. They're here. They're alive. They're real. And I want to give them to the church. Because this world and this church needs the gifts of the Spirit. All of them. So, Father, lead us forward. Help us to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, that we trust you, Spirit, to give us whatever gift you want us to have. And in Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.